السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انما بعثت لاتمم مكارم الاخلاق وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted some sublime sifat, characteristics and attributes and qualities and mission of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O my beloved Nabi, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu. In many places Allah has addressed all other prophets. Ya Adam, Ya Nuh, Ya Musa, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Zakaria, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, etc., etc., Ya Dawood. But when it comes to the respect and honor of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not call him with the name out of respect. Always he addressed him with the sifat. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, Ya ayyuhan rasulu, O my prophet, O my messenger. This is shows the importance and dignity of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like our dad, our elder brother, we don't call him by name. They have the name, but out of respect we don't do that. We address him, oh my dear father, my dad, my brother, etc., my uncle. Likewise, Zakra. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O my beloved Nabi and Prophet, verily inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. Verily we have sent you as a witness, shahid. Wa bashir, bearer of glad tidings, wa nadhir, and a warner. Wa da'iyan ilallahi bi'idhnihi, an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with his permission. وَدَعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَالسِّرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and as a lamp spreading the light. Few sifat, but every sifat is very great. I don't have time to go in detail, but this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been highlighted in the Holy Quran. Every Nabi comes in this world with the message, and the message is the same, inviting towards Almighty Allah alone and denying all kind of shirk and kufr, associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any sense, in any way. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Khatimun Nabiyyin, seal of the prophethood, and Sayyidul Mursaleen, in Imamul Anbiya. In his message or in his life, in his character, we find this sifat and this attribute in utmost. And every Nabi came in this world, he has full iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full conviction and confidence that whatever my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me or asked me to do, I just have to do. Amanna saddaqna, sami'na wa ata'na. No logic, no worry about what is there in front of them. But they have full conviction and confidence in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Nabi. I'll give some example. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, a prophet after Adam alayhi salam, Shis alayhi salam came and then Nuh alayhi salam. But he was well known for his long period of preaching, long period of tabligh, 950 years. No other prophet has that long span of the tabligh and invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end of his effort, when he gave it up, that, oh yeah Allah, these people are not listening to me. I call them day and night, and I try to convince them in all the ways, but they are so stubborn, they are just rejecting, and they are rebellious. Now I cannot do anymore, there is my limit. Destroy them. وَقَالَ نُورُ رَبِّي. Then in Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the whole incident. On the dua of Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, okay, you build an ark. And when you complete your ark, I will send the punishment in the form of flood. So with the construction, with the instruction of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he started collecting the wood and making the ark, huge ark. At that time, in that area, there was no sign of rain. There was summer. And whenever the people used to go by him, seeing working day and night, you know, making the ark, they used to laugh at him. They used to mock at him. What are you making? Why are you making? There is no rain. There is no river. There is no ocean here. Where are you going to sail your ark? They used to have so many comments. And outwardly, there was no sense of making ark in the place there is no rain. There is no seashore. How we are going to, you know, sail your ark? But there was a wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it, make it, that's it. So Nabi does not look around. Nabi does not think and ponder why I'm doing, what is the reason, what is the wisdom behind it, what, no. If it's command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's it, that's enough for them. They don't look around. They don't listen to anybody's comment. They don't pay attention towards it. Right now, I'm not seeing any water, any rain, any flood. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to do it, it will come, it will happen. That is the conviction. That is the iman. Iman on unseen. Bil ghayb. That's what every mu'min, every believer should have within himself. And people saw afterwards what happened. Flood came. And there's so much water. The whole town, the whole community of the time, you know, those kuffar and mushrikeen, they were mocking and commenting on building of ark. They did not prepare anything because they had no picture, they had no imagination, they had no dream that this kind of flood and water can come in this area, in this time, out of season. That's the Qudrat of Allah. So flood came and they all drowned, and only survive whom? Who obey the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were protected. Nuh alayhi salam and all his followers. Rest of the people will drown. Come to the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One man, muwahid, with full conviction in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah is my maker, Allah is my creator, and I should only worship Almighty Allah and none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went through so many tests and trials and tribulations, we all know. When Namrud ordered to burn him alive, that was the punishment, a severe punishment for that person who disobeyed the king. The last punishment, they can cut him, they can kill him, they can down. No, but the last punishment is severe punishment in that time by the king. He was there to burn him alive. That was the last, utmost punishment. And that was the crime according to them, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam as a young man committed. He disobeyed the king. He did not bow down in front of him. He rejected Namrud to believe him as a Lord. As all other people, including his father Azar, worshipping Namrud, believing him as their Lord. Hazrat Ibrahim salam rejected, no. My Lord and your Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created you and me and all world. I'm not going to bow down in front of you. Because of that, he got so mad, he ordered him to burn him alive. Now people gathered the firewood, we know all the incident. Here Jibreel alayhi salam came, please, we want to help you out, we want to protect you, we want to rescue you. He said, no, hasbi Allah, my Allah is watching me. Outwardly, the fire was burning. Fire was very huge. All the crowd, including Namrud, they were watching, observing with their naked eyes. Fire was there. But when Hazrat Ibrahim, with full conviction and tawakkul in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I don't care what I'm seeing in front of me, the fire is there, and everything is, it looks, you know, physical is there. But he was not scared of the fire. He said, my Lord is the creator of the fire. And I am following the command of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever will happen, I don't care. I am not scared of what outwardly is looking in front of me. Allah is my Malik, Allah is my Khalik. And he knows my condition. He is aware of my situation. If he wants to protect me, he will do it in any way, in any case, in any means. That is the iman, iman bil ghaib. And that iman of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What happened? People were amazed. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the burning fire whose flames and blazes were touching the sky, right? And he went inside the fire, outwardly, all around him were the flames of the fire. People were looking at the fire. But he was alive and he was untouched with the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded fire directly, Ya narukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Don't touch any single hair of the body of my beloved Ibrahim. He has passed his test. You are my creation. I am ordering you directly not to burn my Ibrahim, my Khalil. And people were amazed. That was a miracle. A person in the middle of the fire, and fire is not burning. That's Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the wahi revelation, go to Fir'aun and try to convince him and bring him into the fold of Islam. He tried his best with his brother Harun alayhi salam. Eventually, he was stubborn, he was rebellious, and he claimed himself as the Lord. Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am not only Lord, but I am the greatest Lord. Ana rabbukumul a'la. And people were worshipping, believing. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, take Bani Israel with you in the early part of the day and depart towards Palestine. He is coming down from Egypt, and there is a river in front of him, then they reach to that extent, and behind them the army of Fir'aun, and they coming and following them to crush them, to kill them. And now, Bani Israel did not have that much of iman. They were lacking in iman. So they say, "Oh Musa,